Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Listen tomorrow morning on News Radio 620 WTMJ. It's the bottom half of inning number one, and the Brewers are all set to face right-hander Kevin Apier. You know, before we go any further with our broadcast tonight, and so much has been written and said about the devastation that took place out here at County Stadium a couple of days ago, and for myself and Jim Powell, who have watched in euphoria and in utter admiration for the last couple of years as this magnificent ballpark was taking shape, and in utter disbelief at the high wire work of the iron workers, as they're called, men and women, and all of those people who were involved with the construction of Miller Park. It's even worse being out here than seeing it on television. I am utterly shocked. As I said, sitting here for the last couple of years and watching in amazement and so thrilled at what was taking place, and to come out here and see it in person. I think Jim said it earlier. This is not a good day to work. And here's the one-strike pitch on Loretta. Line foul to right. A very tough day to work, folks. Take my word for it. And having been there and having taken a ride in the crane and the bucket and been up in the upper echelon and the upper portions of Miller Park and watching those magnificent people do their jobs. The pitch bounced to short. Sanchez has it and throws out Loretta. One up and one down here in the Brewer first. I don't know if I really have words to describe it. As I said before, the newscasts and all of the great reporting jobs that were done really don't tell the true story. And you have to really see it to believe it in person. And for those who lost their lives, Jerome Starr, Jeff Wisher, Bill DeGrave, never will anything replace that. And our deepest and heartfelt sympathies to their families. As I said before, here's the pitch to Belliard. Ball outside, one and one. Having been out there and seen a lot of these workers, not only on my trip. Here's the pitch inside on Belliard, two and one. Not only on my ride on the crane, but my daily drive-in through the back of County Stadium. The 2-1 bounce towards short. Sanchez has this one. Two down. But to see those iron workers when they changed shifts, when they were going home, a wave and a holler. I mean, I saw a lot of the same people each and every day. And it is a brotherhood. And men and women who were working on the upper portions, and the way they worked and the way they handled themselves and the way they treated their job and what this magnificent ballpark was going to mean not only to the Brewers, but to the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin, and then baseball. That's the thing that I remember most about them. Not that they gave their lives, it was taken in this tragic accident. Cirillo, a strike looking. But you know, each and every day, fans and people and the general public that drove by County Stadium and saw that magnificent crane standing, I'll tell you what I thought each and every day I see it. The only way that thing's going to come down is when they take it apart after it's made its last lift. That's what I thought each and every time I came out here, every day that I worked out here. Strike on Cirillo on its own, too. But to all of those high wire artists, and that's what they are, the iron workers, our thoughts are with them, too. Swinging a bouncer, third base side foul. You can imagine the utter devastation. You've seen some of the interviews and heard some of the talk and watched a lot of the videos. It still doesn't tell the real story. It doesn't tell the story of what's going on in the hearts and minds of all of those people who were the part, the really inner part of Miller Park, the people who built it. Two strikes on Cirillo. And the pitch by Apier. Bounce toward the hole. Base hit to left. And the season's going to go on. And the stadium's going to get built.
Number 20.
And it should be a tribute to those who lost their lives. I know that's been said probably 100 times over the last couple of days. But again, I wish everybody had the chance to visit New Miller Park, get inside and see what they were doing and get up into the upper reaches and watch them work and watch them put those things together. Those huge. Here's the pitch to Burnett. It's a strike, 0-1. Those huge pieces of steel. And watch those men and women up there weld and work and pound with sledgehammers as those huge edifices were put in place. Swinging a line drive. Foul to right. Just foul. Called by the first base umpire, Wally Bell. But as I look at the flag today, flying at half staff here at County Stadium, and well, it should. It will be a constant reminder each and every time you look out there. To all of those who have built this magnificent place. And I'm sad at some of the things that I hear from people about building a roof and greedy owners and what have you. Come on, will you? The pitch inside a ball. This was going to be a magnificent place for the city of Milwaukee. Has nothing to do with greedy rich owners. Whoever thinks stuff like that to me is way out of whack. Remember the people who built it and those who lost their lives. Forget about owners and anybody else. Swinging a foul by Jeremy Burnett. It's 1-2. That's who I feel for. I don't think anything about this ballpark. I really don't. It's going to go on and it's going to get built. It's a tragedy for a lot of people. Ball one, strike two on Burnett. Throw to first by Apier, and the runner is back. That's Jeff Cirillo. There's two outs here in the opening inning. But I know Jim's sentiments are much the same. Really, fans, to sit out here for the last few years and watch this thing go up and watch the people who did it and worked and walked around up there, the pitch. Bernie, a bouncer, foul again. I don't know how they did it. I mean, I was up there. And I still don't know how they did it. Walking around tethered to cables up there and walking around like they were on the ground. Again, my hat's off to all of those who worked up there and worked in Miller Park to make it what it is and what it's going to be. And it will be a magnificent place to work, play baseball, and to see baseball. Inside on Bernie, two balls, two strikes. There is nobody in the world that feels any worse than the people here connected with the Brewers. The front office staff, yours truly, the players. That's all they talked about today. Not so much the stadium and what happened, the people who lost their lives. Swinging a foul again by Burnett. Brewers representative to the All-Star game in Boston this year, along with David Nilsson. Bernie, a double, and the only run scored for the Nationals. But again, when I look out there, Jim, today, I went out there today and looked, and I could have turned around, jumped in my car, and headed right back home.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I agree with everything you just said. I didn't know any of the three men, but I certainly felt like I lost family members this week.
You betcha. Two balls, two strikes. Every day when I drove in, like I said, I come in through the center field area. I saw those guys out there. I waved at them, hollered at them, beeped at them. They hollered back. And then having went in there with Frank Pusilaki and taken that ride that day, I'm glad I did. Now I'm so happy that I did now and know what they did up there and what they were doing. 2-2, driven foul again by Burnett. A heck of an at-bat for Jeremy here against Kevin Apier. Apier at 8-7 for the year, an ERA of almost 5. 2-2 on Burnett. Two outs, a runner aboard. But fans, for those of you who like baseball, love baseball, be understanding as to what has happened. And for those of you who don't, be understanding as to what has happened. Don't be critical and don't criticize. 2-2. Outside a ball. Full count, 3-2. And I know everybody has their opinion. For those of you who didn't like the stadium from the start, that's all well and good. You didn't like it. You may not like it to this day. And you may never like it. But don't be coming out with statements about the roof and what happened because of greedy people. It's not a time for it. It's a time to think and remember those who lost their lives and their families. That's what the time is. 3-2, swing and a bouncer, fouled again by Burnett. Still 3-2 on Bernie.
You've got some people who are anti-stadium, some people who are pro-stadium, but we should all be anti-tragedy. I don't see how.
Absolutely.
That's one team we ought to all be on.
I mean, any time a tragedy happens, you got to rally around. You got to rally. And I'm not talking about rallying around the ballpark. I don't mean that. You rally around the franchise. You rally around the city. You rally around the people who are doing the work. You rally around the people who are hurt most. 3-2. Hit in the air to right. And this one, I think, is going to get out of play, too. Or is it? Nope, it's playable and caught by Jermaine Dye. That ball was headed to the seats, but the wind coming out of the right field corner kept it in play, and Dye made the catch. One more time. Jerome Starr, Jeffrey Wisher, William DeGray, families, relatives, for all of those, our thoughts here are with you. At the end of one, nothing, nothing.